Chapter 2. My new home is very strange. It is not like the farm. I sleep in a soft bed. It is in the kitchen. It smells different. I explore the house. The cat sees me. She follows me around. She hisses at me. My name is Goldie. Who are you? I ask. I am Queenie. This is my house. I am in charge, the cat says. The little girl and her family own the house, I say. They give me food and toys. They give me everything. Actually, I own them, Queenie says. Then what about me? I ask. I own you too. The house is mine. You will sleep outside with Bertie. He will die soon. You will replace him. You will guard the house, Queenie says. I don't like Queenie. I walk outside. Bertie is lying on the grass. He looks at me. He snorts and then closes his eyes. My name is Goldie. Are you Bertie? I ask.
I am Bertie. I am tired. Go away, Bertie says.
Queenie says, I say.
Queenie is a liar. Don't trust her. She is a nasty cat. Stay outside. Stay away from her, Bertie says.
I lie down on the grass and watch Bertie. I want to play.
I am too old. I can't play. The little girl will play with you, Bertie says.
I go into the house. I find the little girl. She has a ball for me. She takes me outside. She throws the ball. Bertie watches us. He wants to play too. I run over to Bertie. I give him the ball.
I am too old. I can't play, Bertie says again.
He closes his eyes and then falls asleep. I play with the little girl. She is fun. She gives me treats. She takes me inside. She makes me dinner. Then I go to bed. I am very tired. I hear voices. I wake up. It is the mother and father. Bertie is very old. He can't walk now. He just lies there. We should take him to the vet. The vet will put him to sleep, the mother says. The puppy will help him. He needs a friend. He is not that old, the father says. He is not a puppy now. He is an old dog. The puppy will replace him, the mother says.
I will not take Bertie to the vet, the father says.